Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week our guest is Laura Irving, Fellowship Manager at Multitrack. We chatted about the fellowship, which you can apply for now, what it is, who it's for, and the opportunities it can bring underrepresented groups in the audio industry. But first, I asked her to tell me a bit about Multitrack itself.
Well, we are a charity first and foremost, and almost entirely comprised of and founded by professionals in the audio production industry. And Multitrack was formed in 2019, really as a response to an event that was looking at inclusion, diversity and equity in the audio industry. And I think that was triggered by an Ofcom diversity and inclusion report, you know, wasn't that glowing. And that's how the group of people that founded Multitrack came together, because they were just discussing the problem, discussing this report, and wanted to take some action to try and really do something positive to address the challenges that were becoming evident in that report, which was namely about access to the industry for people that are from low socioeconomic backgrounds or maybe have barriers related to race and ethnicity or disability. That was really the prompt for Multitrack to be formed. And if memory serves, the first fellowship came about around a year or so, probably a bit less than that, after the initial discussions that were had. So this fellowship that's just coming up will be the fourth iteration. Multitrack fellowship.
Tell me a bit about the fellowship, because it took a break last year. It's back now. Explain what the fellowship is.
Well, the fellowship is a work-based, industry-based placement scheme, really, for exactly the groups of people that I just described that we know that are underrepresented within the industry. The difference this year as opposed to last year is that the placements are slightly longer. So they're 12 weeks in total. Fellows that are full-time will get, well, they get 6 weeks at two different production companies, so 12 weeks in total. And we also have a part-time strand, and those people will stay at the same company pro rata across that 12 weeks. And what the fellows get really is just live work-based experience with production companies. And they also get one day a week training that we provide for them. And that's usually led by volunteers that are in the industry as well, some from the production companies that they'll be placed at, but others from outside, but still working within the industry, really covering just, you know, crash course in everything you might need to know, from dealing with interviewees through to, you know, technical production, editing basics, sound design, a rough overview of all the areas, because then we hope that that will open some doors for people to explore specialisms that they might want to take further. And then following on from that, there's obviously that there's a wider community now of fellows that support each other, and it creates a network, which is really lovely. And as part of the fellowship, towards the end of the scheme, we have opportunities to pitch for commissions. So that is a paid work that will follow on at the end of the fellowship.
I was going to ask, is the actual fellowship itself paid?
Yeah, the fellowship is paid at the National Living Wage. So that's a London Living Wage for those based in London, and the National Living Wage for everyone else. Yeah, because we recognise that part of the issue is trying to get experience, and you can't necessarily access those experiences if you are from one of the low socioeconomic background, you know, and you can't afford to take part. So we know it's not perfect, but we hope that that enables access and fairness.
Now, this year you said it was 12 weeks rather than 8. So tell me about the decision behind that and the benefits that that will bring.
Sure. Well, the decision to do that was really based on some of the feedback that we'd had from both companies and fellows, just saying that really, especially for those apart full-time, they were just having that sort of four-week period was just about enough to start getting in a bit of a flow, get your feet under the table, get to know the company that you're working for, and then they would have to move on somewhere else. So we feel that by extending it that bit longer, there's just a greater chance for people to establish themselves in their companies, make more contacts, and really just get in a bit more of a flow before they then may have to change over to a different placement company. Just give them a bit more time and space, really. And I think that works both for the companies and for the fellows themselves.
Hello, I'm Liam. I joined Multitrack in 2022. I learned a lot of stuff during my fellowship, but the most important thing was networking, how to approach people, how to find opportunities for myself as a freelancer. And that was something I would have struggled with a lot as an introvert, but the fellowship helped me with that. My favorite part was the placement. It was a safe place where I could make mistakes, I could ask questions, and at the end of the placement, I knew what was expected from me if I were to do any other job, which is very assuring and gave me a lot of confidence. Last but not least, after the fellowship, I had the multi-track community where I could ask any question, I could ask for support, or even can talk about an idea and ask people's opinion about it. And that community is a great space to grow and be better instead of struggling by myself with any problem I face.
And tell me a bit about the companies, because there's some amazing companies that people can be placed with.
Yes, they're all amazing. Yeah, we are lucky to have a really great engagement from the industry and really great support, because the companies don't just support by hosting a fellow, they also do a lot in the background, volunteering with their staff to make the fellowship happen. So we've got Listen, Storyglass, Loftus, Whistledown, Absolutely Novel, Reduced Listening. They have all participated previously, and the new companies we've got this year are Wise Buddha and Peanut Unclean.
So some big names, great names in there. It's a really fabulous opportunity, yeah. And you mentioned that you're a charity and you pay people and you get these big names on board. How tough is it continuing the fundraising and the running of Multitrack when it is a charity and you obviously have this ethos that you want, you know, to make these opportunities for people who don't normally get this kind of opportunity?
Yeah, it's extremely challenging, if I'm honest, and quite frustrating, because there's so much more that we want to be doing that we are limited by the funds we have and the capacity that we have, because like I said, the majority of people involved are volunteers in the industry with busy jobs, you know. So part of the reason that we didn't run the fellowship last year was because we were finding it so demanding to run the fellowship on so much volunteer labor. We didn't want to damage our volunteers, if I'm really honest, because we recognize that is potentially an issue in the industry as it is. And we wanted to take some time to be able to reset and come back and offer this fellowship in a slightly different way. It wasn't putting so much pressure on everyone. But yeah, I mean, we are lucky to have partners that offer sponsorship and support to us. But ongoing, it is a bit of a challenge, yeah.
Now, the scheme is predominantly for APs in radio and podcasting who want to work in production, but there's some specialist placements as well this time. Tell me about those, these other genres of placement.
Yeah, that is a difference this time. And I just want to caveat it slightly in that this is a trial for this year. And what we're doing is anyone who applies for the Multitrack Fellowship will just be applying for a place on the general scheme, but they do have an opportunity to highlight if they have special interest areas. So those this year are going to be editorial, production and project management, and technical production. And by that, we sort of mean somewhere between sound design and studio management and all those kinds of things. So yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the applications once they're in, and it'll be part of our selection and matching process to pair companies that are looking for that kind of support with fellows that have selected that as a preference. And where we can make that happen, we will.
And if this is successful, I take it you'd want to expand this type of offer in future years.
Definitely, yeah, because we know that particularly in some of the technical areas, there's traditionally been an imbalance, say, in gender participation. Yeah, we'd be very keen to do that. So we're just going to see how it goes this year and then, yeah, hopefully expand.
Hi, my name is Ella McLeod. I did my Multitrack Fellowship in 2022. When I was on the fellowship, I had two placements because I did it full time. And those placements were with Audio Always and Crowd Network, which are two independent production companies based in Manchester. So when I was at Audio Always, I was paired with the Lifehacks team and the youth team working on the BBC Radio 1 show. Also, whilst I was at Audio Always, they're in the very early stages of developing the Disability History Month podcast, Lifehacks Adapt the World. So I got to dip my toes into that as well. And then when I was at Crowd Network, I got a bit of an all-rounder. I helped out, I think, on most of the podcasts. Go Love Yourself, The Sam and Billy Show. There were quite a few. We Didn't Start a Fire. Yeah, there was a lot that I helped out on. And yeah, when I was at Crowd Network as well, I also got to go down to London and experience a trip I experienced a recording day, which was really cool. And I got to go and shadow the producer and see what she did. So yeah, that was very good. And three words to describe my multi-track experience. I would say, oh, that's a very good question. Amazing, life-changing, and inspiring. I think multi-track's amazing. Like, it just builds your confidence so much. And like, it was an industry, I've known since I was like super young that I've always wanted to work in audio, but I've never really thought I belonged. But it definitely gives you like a massive leg up as such. So yeah, multi-tracks is great. If you're even considering apply for it, like, stop considering and do it, would be my advice. Because people for multi-track, like, we're all like a big group, and like, I know, like, if I was to go to an event and there'd be like a multi-track person there, like, we just get each other, and it's such a good community. So yeah, definitely apply. If you've been considering it, go for it. I dare you. And it'll be the best thing. It'll be the best decision of your life.
Now, last time, the fellowship culminated in 8 documentaries for Radio 3 and Radio 4. Tell me about those.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they were just phenomenal. Yeah, and I think that is really a testament, or obviously it's a testament to all those fellows' hard work and the companies that supported them. But it also just really reaffirms what can happen when people have the opportunity to tell their stories. Because a lot of the content and the types of stories we're hearing come directly from those individuals' lived experience. And that's what they bring to the party, different and fresh ideas, different experiences and perspectives. And it's so vital for us to hear that, because it reflects the makeup of this country.
But the opportunity to have them on big stations, big networks like that, again, it's another level of this opportunity that Multitrack Fellowship offers. To get your documentary on Radio 3 or Radio 4, that's not an everyday thing.
No, it's not. And we're really fortunate that a lot of our fellows go on to have really amazing careers, prize wins and so on. And yeah, what we're trying to do is equip people to come out of this fellowship, not only with the skills to be able to go into the industry, but also the confidence and the CV. That
brings me nicely actually to the next question, which is, what kind of things have previous fellowship members gone on to do in the industry?
Oh my goodness, they have gone on to do some amazing things. Yeah, I think they've gone into slightly different pathways, obviously according to their own interests. But I think it was Mira, who's in the 30 under 30, that was a Radio Academy thing, that was last year. And we've had lots of prize winners in podcast and radio.
So it can really open some doors then.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It does. And I think, as well as the career benefits and the skills benefits, it's just being part of a community. We often hear that supports each other, that's really active, from the alumni asking questions, tips, things about Reaper, things about, you know, can we swear on the radio? These are just some recent things I'm thinking, or things where, you know, if they have a difficult experience in the workplace, discussing that as a community and seeking support. So there's the really tangible stuff, prizes, awards, jobs, but there's that softer side too, which I think is just as valuable.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And having that network of people that you can always chat to who went through that, who've been or going through that same thing, that same project that you're going through. Yeah, it's really powerful.
Totally. And I think those barriers that you've experienced entering in the industry, you know, don't want to be Pollyanna about this, so don't vanish just because you've done a 12-week placement. We'd like to think they do, but just, you know, we recognise that ongoing support, confidence building is required.
Hello, my name is Charlie Towler, and I was part of Multitrack in 2021. I suppose it's really hard to pinpoint one thing that I learned from being on the programme, because I learned a lot of things. I think that's what's great about Multitrack, is that it really prepares you for the world of working in audio and how to make the best radio or podcast. You know, you learn everything from technical skills of editing to knowing to use the right mics or how best record on location to, you know, learning how to pitch an idea, learning how to build a story. What was great about it is that it was very comprehensive. I suppose the standout moment or experience from the fellowship was being able to work at different production companies. I was working in radio, student radio and community radio for years, and I've always wanted to try and work in a production company, and it was just amazing to be able to me amongst people who kind of shared my passion. Multitrack has impacted my career, I suppose, you know, big time. Before I was working as a teacher, and through Multitrack, I was able to get a documentary on Radio 4. And since then, I've been working in audio. It's given me the kind of skills and the confidence to know that I can do well in this industry that's very competitive.
If anyone's listening to this and thinking about applying, why should they apply?
You've just heard everything we said. Why wouldn't you? You should apply if you're passionate about audio, if there's things you want to make, if there's stories you want to tell, if there's stuff you want to get involved in. You absolutely should. And we make every effort to make the application process as transparent as possible, as uncomplicated as possible. We publish all the questions on the application form, or, you know, the meaty ones, and there's guidance about how to answer them. We don't want to trip anyone up. We really want to encourage people to just go for it and not feel anxious about that. You know, we are really good at spotting people's talent and potential. If anyone was thinking of applying, don't think you need to have done spectacular things, submit amazing audio. You know, we just want to see your passion for this medium, because we share it.
There's a lot of help and resources on the website, isn't there? Frequently asked questions section and all sorts of stuff. So if people want to find out more, they can go on there. We'll give the details of that towards the end of our chat. I just wanted to ask a little bit about you, Laura, and how you got into the industry and found yourself with Multitrack.
Oh my goodness. How long has everyone got?
As long as you like.
I came to the industry really quite late in life. So I was working in the charity industry until my mid-30s. And then slowly I started getting really into listening to This American Life and different, a lot of the American content at that time. And I just got really passionate about doing it. And I had a Scott Carrier documentary and thought, maybe I can do this. Then I started to seek out routes to do that. And a lot of that was American-based opportunities with Transom online stuff, because I was working and I had to do things in my spare time. So yeah, that was my route in, really. And then I got enough experience to take a master's and apply for that and a scholarship. And then once I'd actually graduated, I ended up working predominantly for American companies because I don't live in London and it was pre-COVID. So most of the opportunities were office-based. And I found that American companies are much happier to work remotely. I got an internship at The Organist, which was KCRW podcast. And that's what I was doing. And then I found myself here because I was doing that and various other audio installations and artworks. And then I had my daughter. Yeah, I needed to do something a bit more family friendly. So this is a beautiful synergy between my charity work and audio work. Yeah, I love the feeling of being able to potentially do something to assist people that might be coming from a similar route as I was.
How can people apply for the fellowship? And when do they have to do it by, Laura?
They have to do the 3rd of June. So you've got the bank holiday at the end of the month if you're a last minute person. You can do it by going to our website. You'll see one of the tabs at the top that says fellowship, and you can find all the guidance on there as well as the application forms. You can apply via a written form, but you can also submit your answers in an audio form if you prefer to do that. Upload audio if writing is not where you're at.
Fantastic. Just give us the website address again, please, and where people can find you, like maybe on your socials, and they can find out more.
Yeah, so it's multitrack.uk, and you can put /fellowship. It will take you directly to the bits that you need. And we are on Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter. X.
Big thank you to our guest Laura Irving from Multitrack. If you'd like to apply for the fellowship, that website again is multitrack.uk/fellowship. There you'll find all the details and you have until the 3rd of June to apply. It's the podcast show this week in London on the 22nd and 23rd of May. We'll be there both days, so if you're going along, come and say hi. You'll find us at the Radio Academy stand and we'll have biscuits. And it's never too early to book tickets for the Radio Academy Festival. Save the date, 18th of September. And check out our website for details of early bird offers for freelancers and those on a low income. radioacademy.org/festival. Next week, our guest is Paul Gerrard, Content Director for Hits Radio. He's going to be talking about the logistics of their recent Hits rebrand for multiple heritage local stations. I'll see you next week.